Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. So today we're starting Philippians. It's a quick, short little book, four chapters. We've done it once before. It was combined with three other short books of the Bible where we covered Jonah, Micah, and Jude. So it's a wonderful book. I'll do an introduction to it here in the very near future. Hopefully today, if there's time. But it's a great book. It's amazing. And it really, you know, has produced in four short chapters so many quotes that we all look at and we memorize. So often we think of it as the book of joy, but we have to remember where Paul wrote this from. Paul was in prison, and he was not only in prison, but had been there for a while, and he was facing capital charges. He could be killed. And so, yet he still has this insight, this joy that I long for. I long for the joy of Paul, where I could sit in that jail and be content and to look forward to whatever next is coming, knowing that I can learn, I can do all things, regardless of what I'm facing, through Christ who strengthens me. I mean, it's just amazing what Paul went through, and yet he's still reaching out to others, encouraging them, speaking to them, preaching to them through his paper, through his letters. And I mean, Paul is just amazing with what he's doing and his focus and his commitment to God and to people. He loved them so much. So let's go ahead and jump on into Philippians 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Now that's a wonderful prayer to pray for his people. And I really focus and think about our love abounding more because of the knowledge and depth of insight provided by God, so that we can understand, discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. I know I struggle at times with that, and just being able to keep focused on the things that are important versus the minor. It's just amazing. And so I'm looking for that same ability to be able to bring glory and praise to God. Verse 12. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I don't know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you, again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. So, he's, again, we've talked about recently about Paul's love for people. And he knows that he would rather go to heaven. He'd rather end this life. But because of his commitment and love for the people, knowing that they need him, he'll stay. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the Spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. So the church there was being persecuted, obviously, and going through challenges and struggles. And he's saying, well, but consider that a blessing, because you've been blessed to get to struggle for Christ. That is a amazing perspective, one that I don't think I have. But Paul has a joy. He has a faith that is incredibly strong. He talks about living that worthy life. And I know the only way that I can live a life that's worthy of God is if he strengthens me and helps me do it. I want to live that life for God, but I know that it requires him. Heck, yesterday I had a really tough day. It was a challenging day. And I felt so defeated. But finally, by the end of it, he took me out of that despair and lifted me out. But during that time, it was tough. Thank God I have these readings, these discussions, and those of you out there who are praying for not just me, but our nation and all of us that helped me through yesterday. But it was a tough day, and it was a day in which, at the end of it, I could walk back and say, wow, that was amazing, Lord. You saved me. You took care of me. And with that, I could move forward and continue this life that was moving forward and lived for him and a life that was worthy of him. So this is a critical book. I love this book. It strengthens me. And I just think about Paul sitting in prison with death looming over him. And not an easy one, not a quick one. And yet he knows that God is with him and he has joy. I just pray that we would have that same understanding each and every day, regardless of what we're going through. So with that, let's go back to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you. Thank you. And thank you. You're the creator of all and worthy of praise. You made the mountains. You made the stars. You made us, which is, we're so incredibly complex just on the physical nature of things. And I come before you, Father, seeking out your hand, your will, and asking for your guidance. Father, I praise you. I praise you for what you've done, for the life that you've given us. And I just ask, Father, for your hand to be upon us this day. May we walk closer with you. May we gain the insights. May our knowledge grow deeper. And that you be honored and glorified by all that we do and all that we are. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I hope you have a great day.